Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Thursday to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City holding it down for us on the boards. And I'm happy that you're here, because with you, there is no show. So if you're going to work, leaving work, starting vacation, whatever the hell you're doing, thank you for locking in. This is when I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in live and local on your Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, it's simple, real simple. You don't have to lift a finger. Just ask that speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Basketball's going on. Hockey's going on. OTAs is going on. We got coaches getting fired in the NBA. What else is new? Is Scottie Scheffler back in the news? We got camera footage, not from the cop, but from a street light, a pole. Okay, great. Good stuff. Toronto gets a WNBA team. Caitlin Clark is telling everybody to relax just a little bit. NBA max contracts are going through the roof. Dak Prescott is fine with pressure. He's fine with not making money. Now he's also fine with pressure. There's just a lot going on. And we got you covered of all of it. And when we got out of here last night, we had game one of the Western Conference Finals between the Wolves and the Mavs. Fun matchup, great game, great end to the game. And so we'll talk about it. And then we have some awesome guests who are going to come through and join us as well. How about this? Bill Ryder, you're familiar with Bill. He's right here on the Infinity Sports Network. He's going to come through and join us in an hour. Also, Chris Fedor, he's going to join us in about 2 hours. He covers the Cavs. We can talk to him about J.B. Bickerstaff, and he knows everything about the NBA. And so we got some great guests that are going to join us. This is the last show for the week. Okay, we'll be back on Tuesday. Before we do anything, like start off with these Dallas Mavericks, who had an amazing comeback victory against the Wolves. Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
JR, I am good. I am good. A great game last night. This is going to be just a banger of a series. I can't wait. And I'm very fascinated to see what Celtics team comes out today. They got lucky in game one. Are they going to just continue to sleepwalk, or are we going to get maybe a little energized
team? You never know with the Celtics. Celtics and the Pacers, game two of the Eastern Conference Finals gets going in 2 hours from now. Hickey, that's an ESPN game. So is that a real 2 hours from now? Is that 2:30?
So it's 2.5 hours. Budget matter, right?
Here we go. So I got to remember, I always forget, ESPN lies to us about the start times, and TNT starts on time.
And who is the NBA rewarding with a new contract? The liars.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's Charles Does Adam Silver like lying? Interesting.
Charles Barkley calling his bosses idiots or stupid for losing the rights. So there you have it. Anyway, yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Nobody knows what's going to happen with the NBA on TNT, but at least they could start a game on time without hustling me to sit down and watch a garbage pregame like ESPN. Thank you, ESPN. Anyway, last night on TNT, the Western Conference Finals, as Hickey said, it was a banger. This is going to be a back and forth. This series is why we have a lot of folks who look at it and go, I can't make up my mind. You know, it took me a couple of days of wavering and going back and forth. I'm rocking with the Dallas Mavericks. I said that before the game, so give me a break here, okay? I think they're going to go seven games for exactly why you saw last night. And to Hickey's point that he made days ago, the series might be determined because Minnesota was coming off of a high. Because the Minnesota Timberwolves were coming off of a high, a game seven this past Sunday against the Denver Nuggets. And then what happens when you get high? Like in a plane. You got to come down. Of course, I'm talking about a plane. And so they reached the highest peak and they had to come back down to earth. And so at the end of the game, by the time I got settled in my house and started watching after I left the studio, Luka Doncic was just like, he's a three in your face. Here's a pull-up J. Here's another pull-up J. I turned on the television and Luka Doncic is like, here's 7 points, and they couldn't do anything about it. Luka Doncic, well, first of all, the Mavs beat the Wolves last night 108-105. It looked like the Wolves ran out of gas. Anthony Edwards looked tired as hell. Reggie Miller, if he's good for anything, that's all he pointed out was how tired he looked, and he was right. Luka Doncic had 33 points. He had 15 points total in the fourth. Kyrie Irving, he had 30 points. He had 24 of those points in the first half. Kyrie Irving got busy early, and Luka Doncic finished him like this was Mortal Kombat. Hickey, you like Mortal Kombat?
Can't say I've. Is it play, watch, both?
Excuse me?
I don't know, honestly, if it's a movie or a video game. Video game?
Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Raiden?
You got that's all gibberish to me.
Oh, my God. Finish him. No, you never heard that?
I've heard that.
It's from Mortal Kombat.
But still, is it? It's the video game?
It's one of the most influential violent video games that drove people in Congress crazy because it helped America go into the toilet because people were playing Mortal Kombat. It was terrible. America sucks because of Mortal Kombat.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. That's a little lesson I learned. Thank you.
You did. 1992. What I'll do is I'll send you the trailer in the break and you can learn more about Mortal Kombat.
I can't wait. Let's go. Looking forward to it.
You got it. But last night, Luka Doncic was Scorpion, and he just said he lit the guys on fire. He finished them. Luka, at the end of the game, dropping those 15 points in the fourth quarter, he talked about how he approached finishing them.
I just said to myself, you know, we got to win this game. I got to be way better because three quarters, I didn't play good. So I just came in the fourth, get to my spot, and led the team to win.
Yeah, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Kyrie Irving got off to a hot start. I told you about that. 24 points in the first half. Pretty hilarious because, you know, Anthony Edwards loves to talk trash. Only had 19 points yesterday. Didn't score a point in the third quarter. He did a lot of yapping, saying, hey, I'm ready for Kyrie Irving. I'm ready to go out there and challenge this man. And Kyrie Irving, he talked about his strong start to the game.
We just had to start off the game with an aggressiveness and just make sure we bring Rudy away from the basket as much as possible. We understand that's Defensive Player of the Year. They got first team, second team, all defensive guys. So as much as we could attack them in transition before they set their defense, which I got a few opportunities to do, got a few N1s to go. So I was feeling good in the first quarter and just settling, you know, where we are. And it's Western Conference Finals, a lot of anxiety, some nerves. I've been here before, so a little bit more poise on my end, just being able to start the game with the confidence and that aggression.
Oh, yeah, Kyrie's been here before. Yeah, I mean, he's been to the finals before. He had one of the biggest shots in the NBA finals. He helped LeBron James win a championship. He's not new to this. He's used to this. And he was on TNT after the game. And they pretty much asked him, hey, did those words by Anthony Edwards motivate you? This is what Kyrie said.
You with your beautiful family just chilling, probably having a nice meal. And then the young fella says, I got Kyrie. So, and you said, excuse me?
Yeah.
And he said it again. He said, I got Kyrie.
Yeah.
That's the most aggressive you've been in a long time.
Yes, sir.
I know that had to irk you a little bit.
Use it as a motivation. You know, when I was sitting at home and I saw it, I was like, it's just a nod of respect. And then also, I knew what type of game was going to be game one and also for the rest of the series. So you're right. I was at home with my family watching game seven.
You just minded your own business.
And then Ant comes out and says, I got Kyrie. But also, that's a no-fear mentality. And that's why we love Ant.
No, yeah. He said, I got Kyrie. Kyrie ran him around for 24 points, 30 points total. I told you Anthony Edwards only finished with 19 points. Karl Anthony Towns finished with 16. Hit some big shots at the end of the game, but he also missed some big ones. He shot 6 of 20 from the field. And what happens when you run after Kyrie Irving for, I don't know, 24 minutes? What happens after you play in a game 7 against one of the best basketball players in the world and Luka Doncic and the defending champs? Anthony Edwards says, man, we were tired.
We came out flat today. I mean, and then we found our energy, then we went back to being flat. So I think it was just on us. Everything was on us today. I didn't get downhill as much. Just stuff like that. We was just a little tired probably.
Was it just you? You keep saying we. You stunk. What about everybody else?
I don't think we played our best basketball tonight, 1 through 15. I think Jaden was the only one that came ready to play tonight. And I think everybody else let him down. So I think if we bring our best brand of basketball to when is it, Friday? I think we'll see what type of game it'll be Friday. Everybody will bring their best brand of basketball in front of the Timberwolves, and we'll see how it go.
Yes, game two is tomorrow, Friday. And I guess with a day of rest, I'm supposed to think they're going to be different? They can't be any worse than what they were, right? Head coach, busted up knee man, Chris Finch. He said we sucked at the end of the game.
Terrible offense down the stretch. Bad shots, turnovers, no composure. And thought for the same at the end of the first half.
Hickey, man, we knew this, bro. We said this, we're basketball geniuses. It doesn't take a rocket scientist, and who knows, it's only one game. Tomorrow night may come, and Luka and Kyrie suck, and Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns are hot. But we said, if you got to trust the two dudes who are leading each respective team, who do you trust more? And granted, the Wolves were tired. Like, Luka and Kyrie are the better. And dare I say more, even though Luka has been around less than Karl Anthony Towns, they're the more accomplished players, man.
Absolutely. I mean, this is for Luka, right? His second Western Conference Finals in 3 years for the Wolves young duo. This is only the third playoff series they've ever played in. So it's like, yeah, you're right. That stage, it is different. And the pressure is different. And I think you saw it a little bit in game one, just the elevated play of guys that have been there for both Kyrie and Luka. And guys that haven't in Ant-Man and Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, this is going to be a close one. It was close yesterday. At the end, the Mavs were able to hand them and give them the business. And game two should be just as fun tomorrow night. I mean, tonight should be fun as well. We got the Pacers. We got the Boston Celtics in downtown Boston, TD Bank Garden. That should be fun. I'm enjoying this. And we got playoffs all weekend long. Hickey, is the weather good up there in New York?
Better than it's been in previous years, which is not saying much, like low 70s and some clouds.
I heard there was a big storm this morning. Is that true?
It, at like 10 a.m., looked like it was midnight. It was so dark for like a half hour. Crazy.
Oh.
Flash storm. Thunderstorm. We're back.
I heard there's a rally today in New York. Is that true?
A rally?
Yeah, I heard there's a rally in the Bronx.
For what?
I heard the former president is up there, right?
No? Oh, really? I did not know that. Interesting.
I didn't know. Maybe that's why there was a storm. I don't know.
I mean, it did seem like kind of, you know, that would explain a lot. Okay.
Ominous?
Very, very.
There you go. Storm clouds. Wiping things out. We'll see. Anyway, speaking of wiping things out and finishing people, J.B. Bickerstaff is done in Cleveland. What else is new, right? You happen to be a coach in professional sports, you get hired to be fired. It doesn't matter how much success you had. Ultimately, everybody gets the boot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We are just getting started. We are just getting wound up. We got Bill Ryder. He's coming through to join us from the Infinity Sports Network. NBA Insider. He'll be here with us in about 45 minutes. Chris Fedor is going to join us in about 2 hours to talk about everything Cavs and everything NBA. And you know what? We're going to take a break. We got some NFL talk as well. All these quarterbacks and coaches talking. Dan Campbell, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott. We got a lot to do. But let's talk about the man who just got fired on the other side of the break. What a way to start the Memorial Day weekend with J.B. Bickerstaff. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. I'm going to say it again a little slower for the people in the back. 855-212-4227. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We just talked about the Minnesota Timberwolves blowing it at home yesterday against the Dallas Mavericks in a few seconds. I want to tell you about the latest NBA head coach who just got the boot. Yeah, that's what happens, right? It doesn't matter if you're good. You go to the playoffs, you have success, you're above 500. It doesn't matter. You don't win, you get fired. What a world the NBA coaches live in. They're making $5 and $10 million a year, but so I guess it's okay, right? I guess it is. 855-212-4227. I'll tell you who that is in a minute. But let's go to New York and let's talk to Dave. Hey, Dave, how are you? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast.
JR, an honor. I just finished listening to last night's show. Okay, that's why I'm calling in about the topic being your list last night, your great top six. I just want to put mine out there for the announcers. My favorite, my number one announcer.
Who's your favorite announcer of all time? Who is it?
Well, I loved Cosell, but I'll put Dickie V right up there. Dickie V on college basketball. He made a difference. Now it wasn't like Madden, like breaks down the game, nothing. But he knew the game, obviously, Dickie V. But just at the excitement, it was similar to Cosell in a little smaller way. He blew it away. Every game I ever saw, I even go back on YouTube all the time and watch Dickie V yelling, you know, all his dipsy doodles and dandies and all that. And I wanted to just put his name out there. He's still around. And he was the best, you know. And I enjoyed him. And I love your top six list. I love your show. I'm going to listen to this show live tonight. I just finished last night's, and I'm on to this one with you.
Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate you, man. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you. JR, thank you.
Shout-outs to Dave from New York. And yes, Dick Vitale is still here. He's going to be 85 years old in a couple of weeks. He's going to be 85 years old. Anyone who's been keeping up with Dickie V knows that, unfortunately, he's been dealing with bouts of cancer off and on. And Hickey, the last time I looked, he was doing okay. He wasn't back in the booth. I feel like he goes back and forth. But I haven't heard any real bad or negative news. Have you heard anything?
No, which I think at this point, no news for the most part is good news, right? So hopefully that continues. And I thought he was somewhat close to returning at some point last year. So maybe, you know, another summer of rest can help get him back for this upcoming year of college hoops, which would be just tremendous for everyone, including himself.
Absolutely. And we know with Dickie V, he has, as Dave from New York just said, Dick Vitale is one of the greatest announcers ever. He's a coach first and then became an announcer. I think most people know him from that. As he mentioned, the diaper dandies and yeah, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I've had the chance and opportunity to chat with Coach Vitale. And he's fun. He's a fun guy. Real fun guy. And thank you. Thank you, Dave, for reminding us about Dick Vitale. And speaking of coaches, Dick Vitale, we know he's fighting the good fight right now. The guy that got fired today is J.B. Bickerstaff. And this is just how it goes. And just coaching in general, it doesn't matter, you know, what league. It doesn't matter, you know, who you're coaching. If you don't win, they give you the boot. J.B. Bickerstaff just took the Cleveland Cavaliers further than they've ever been since LeBron James decided to exit and go to Los Angeles. LeBron James said, I came back. I gave you a title. You got a ring. Cleveland, this one is for you. I'm out. I'm gone. I'm going to L.A. Okay? J.B. Bickerstaff led a team without a busted up Jared Allen at the end. No Donovan Mitchell at the end. This team sucked at the end. And the Boston Celtics beat them in the second round 4-1 after they had to go through 7 games against the Magic. And there's nothing worse than a coach who was just eliminated from the postseason, who knows his job is on the line. He's sitting there in front of the media having his closing press conference, and they're asking him about his job security. And he basically has to do a song, a dance, a tap dance. He has to tell jokes. He has to write a screenplay. He has to juggle balls on his head. He has to do all of these things just to let everybody know, I should keep my job. This is J.B. Bickerstaff from last week saying, I want to stay as the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We've continued to build this thing the right way. Every single year we've improved, you know, continued to get better, you know, play in, playoffs, win around. Players have gotten better. Guys have had great years. You know, this is definitely a place I want to be.
Damn. Hickey, it must suck to say you want to be somewhere and then they get rid of you, right?
Yeah, not great. Not great at all.
Still gets paid. I guess that's okay.
That's true. I mean, that is a bright side. You get paid to do nothing, which is not bad.
Not bad. He continued on. Whether he was there or not, he thinks things are going to look nice in Cleveland. Unfortunately for him, he won't participate.
We've got a good team. We've got good individual players. We've got high character players, you know, that are concerned about winning. And you know, anytime you have that, you're going to give yourself an opportunity. You know, I would love to see, you know, what we look like when we're whole, you know, for an entire season, a pressure we can put on the league from that standpoint. But we've got a good basketball team of guys who want to win and guys who want to get better.
Yeah, he's just not going to be around to see it. It's also pretty, and this is the world. What are you going to do? You get paid all this money. You can't get mad at anybody who reports the news. Like 5 minutes or maybe 30 minutes after the season was over, There was an entire article out about how the team didn't respect him, about how the guys didn't like how he ran the squad and didn't like some of his plays. And at the Cleveland Cavaliers, who, let's be real, what the hell have they accomplished? The answer is nothing. They didn't appreciate his coaching style. They lost confidence in J.B. Bickerstaff. And so it's just like, damn, I didn't even end my season 30 minutes ago. And you've been sitting on an article about how much the players can't stand me. And so what happens if they magically beat the Celtics and go to the Eastern Finals? You got to scrap the article now, don't you? Damn. People are always ready to write something bad about you. And here's the deal. The general manager is Mike Gansey. Kobe Altman used to be downstairs. Now he's the boss. He runs the whole show for these Cavaliers. And Brian Windhorst, who made his money following LeBron James around for most of his life, he said they didn't really want to fire J.B. Bickerstaff. He said that they were really thinking hard about it. This is courtesy of ESPN Cleveland.
I'm not sure that Kobe really wanted to fire him. I think he just realized, kind of as he's saying there, he just kind of felt like he had to, because he felt like he wasn't sure the team could get to the next level under the current situation. And that's uncomfortable, and it could end up, you know, backfiring. There is a risk when you fire a head coach who's been successful. There is a risk. This will be a move that gets criticized by a lot of people, especially coaches in the NBA, because they'll say, wait a minute, this guy, you know, won 50 games or whatever they won the last 2 years on average, and they took them to the second round of the playoffs. And that's why I think, you know, the Cavs will have to articulate. Kobe Altman is at some point going to have to come out and articulate why they made this move and what they're thinking is going forward.
Wow. The rumor is they want to get somebody like Kenny Atkinson. Kenny Atkinson didn't even get a chance, didn't even get an opportunity to coach the Brooklyn Nets when Kyrie and Durant showed up. He's an assistant with Golden State. He's turned down quite a few jobs in the NBA. James Borrego, who used to coach the Hornets. And I mean, when you got LaMelo Ball, is that the right one? Hickey, is that the right? Is it LaMelo?
You got it.
Lonzo's the other one that doesn't play for Chicago.
That's right. LiAngelo is out of the league, or just never made the league.
That's the one in Mexico.
Right, right. That was formerly in China.
Stealing sunglasses.
Right.
Making sure. Yeah. LaVar Ball's kids. Yeah, uh-huh. James Borrego was a former head coach of the Hornets. Let's be real here, people. It does not matter who is going to coach the Cleveland Cavaliers unless they got players, unless they got somebody outside of Donovan Mitchell. The team is a wreck, okay? The only reason that J.B. Bickerstaff is probably gone is because Donovan Mitchell wasn't a fan. That's it. That's what it boils down to. Cut, dry, and simple. And there are also rumors that Darius Garland doesn't want to be back if Donovan Mitchell is going to sign his extension. And why not? Darius Garland was an all-star. Donovan Mitchell showed up, and Darius Garland is like carrying his bags and washing his shoes. Cavaliers are, they're mediocre. They're in the middle. There's nothing exciting about them. I mean, the best that they can hope for is that they have been developing Evan Mobley. Maybe he can develop into an all-star. That would be the best case scenario. But wake me up when the Cavaliers are actually worth a damn. At least J.B. Bickerstaff still gets paid. And he doesn't have to deal with any of these whiny-ass players. Good for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of coaches getting fired, this man almost got fired about a year and a half ago. And now he is one of the best head coaches, one of the most well-respected head coaches in the entire league. His name is Dan Campbell. He was asked about this upcoming season, his expectations, and whether this year for the Lions is boom or bust. Is it championship or bust? You'll hear it from Dan Campbell on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, there's a guy that knows how to get somebody fired. Hey, I mean, well, he's on television now. Rex Ryan is on television now. Hickey, man, when Mark Sanchez was done with the Jets, where did he go after that? He was on another team, wasn't he? The Cowboys or something like that?
That is a great trivia question.
He was a backup somewhere, right?
Was it the Eagles?
Yeah, I think it was. He never played.
Played. Was it any other team?
It had to be. Let's see. Where'd he go?
Wow. Oh, that's my God. Tremendous. Wow.
He was, yeah, Eagles backup for 2 years.
Wow.
Let's see if he threw a pass. All the wonderful people in Philadelphia probably remember this. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. He started 8 games for the Eagles in 2014. He didn't throw a pass in 2013. He started 8 games for the Eagles in 2014. This was under Chip Kelly. What a disaster that was. Oh, my God. Yeah, Nick Foles. Wow. Mark Sanchez. It's hard to believe he had a 10-year career. I remember he was drafted in 2009. 2018 was his last year, man.
I'm just looking at his stats now. I have zero recollection whatsoever of him playing for Dallas in 2016. He threw 18 total passes.
Yeah.
And then I have no memory at all. Him in Washington? And he started a game?
It's probably in like December 21st or something like that for Washington.
You're probably right. Like them and the Giants, like week, I guess at that point, 17, when they're both like 4 wins combined.
Yeah, week nothing, season is over. People are giving away their tickets. It's just like, I'm getting ready for the holidays. And it's like, you want to go see the Washington Commanders or whatever the hell they were called at that time. You're like, yeah, give me the tickets. You're like,
who's playing quarterback?
Yeah, Mark Sanchez. Like, I thought Mark Sanchez was on the Jets. It's one of those things. That's the beautiful thing about sports. Maybe not beautiful if you know. There's so many professional athletes. You know, Roger Goodell yesterday, as he talked about, NFL 18-game season, using technology. You know, he was also asked about Harrison Butker's comments. And he's just like, yeah, we got 3,000 players in the NFL. And everybody has their own opinions and perspectives on things. It's like, yeah, everybody does. And I'm just saying to myself, damn, 3,000 Hickey, how many players actually matter? 200 of them, maybe? 150, 200?
Yeah, probably, honestly, probably like 150.
NBA has about 450 players. 150 matter, right?
Oh, I was going to say like 50. Maybe that's 50, a little low. 50
NBA players? Oh, come on. Between the first team and the second team, you're full of all-stars, you know? It's like 25, 30 guys already.
But like, okay, so like define, I guess, matter.
The bench guys, you know, in the regular season, you got the bench dude who comes off, he gets hot, so there's another 30 bench guys who are worth a damn, right? You probably have two bench guys that matter on each team, so that's 60 guys. You know, 60 plus 60 is 120, and, you know, just for rounding purposes, oh, maybe 130 guys that matter. 130?
Wow. So 130 out of 450? All right.
Yeah, right, no.
Okay, 30% matter?
Listen, okay.
35%?
Here we go. Let's name some San Antonio Spurs. You ready? You want to go spur for spur?
Sure. Can I go first?
Go ahead. Let's go. I'll give you one. Go.
Victor Wembanyama.
Devin Vassell.
I honestly got no one.
Okay.
This is really bad. I should know at least one
no.
more.
Every I think every team except for the Spurs, man. Jeremy Sochan.
Okay.
And then you have Trey Jones. And then I saw the Spurs play this year. Hickey. Man, sometimes I see these teams. I go, who is that guy? I said, I feel like I know basketball. I feel like I know a lot of the guys. I'm like, who is that guy? I feel like they shuffle so many players between the G League, and I don't know.
I mean, it makes sense, right? When you have Victor Wembanyama, who rookie of the year, all the defense first team, like, was just tremendous, and you still were what, bottom three record, I think it was. Like, that makes sense.
It does. They suck. Yeah, everybody on a team doesn't matter. I've had the benefit of also seeing Memphis this year with no Ja Morant. And this is before G.G. Jackson?
G.G.
Before him. Imagine what that roster looked like. Ja Morant was hurt. Who's the strong guy with the muscles, the shooting guard, the short one?
Oh, Desmond Bain.
Yeah, Desmond
Bain. He got hurt.
Yeah, he wasn't playing. Imagine what I said when I looked on the court and I'm like, who is this guy? I feel like the Grizzlies? I feel like the Grizzlies had a Middle Eastern guy out there. I swear. I did. I said, I've never seen this man in my life. Who is he?
Fan appreciation. Now they just picked someone out of the crowd. All right, here you go.
Here in Atlanta, they threw it. Memphis Grizzlies were looking for fans walking into the arena.
You want to give us 10 minutes?
Yeah, what do you got? Why not? Yeah, there's only but so many guys that matter in the league. So hey, you got 3,000 of them. It's tough. Anyway, Dan Campbell, he got a lot of guys. I can name a lot of dudes on the Detroit Lions. Right before we went to break, we talked about an NBA coach who got fired because pretty much his team is hurt and they suck. Not his fault, not his problem. They just didn't like him. Dan Campbell doesn't have that issue. People love Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell is a man's man. He looks like he eats. Hickey, what does he eat for breakfast? Like venison?
Nails. Venison, too.
Nails, venison.
With the bone. He like eats the bone, too.
Oh, my God. Eats the bone. Looks like he's pushing, he's bench pressing 250, 300 every morning. I know he's strong. He's stronger than his kicker. I bet he is, right?
Oh, he's probably stronger than, trying to think, most maybe half the receivers, half the DBs, definitely kicker and punter. Like, probably at least a third of the roster, I bet you he benches more than them.
Dan Campbell is not to be played with. Dan Campbell has helped bring the Detroit Lions out of the doldrums. Grit. I don't know another slogan for another team. I know the Lions slogan, grit. Jets don't have a slogan. Cowboys don't have one. Dolphins don't have a slogan. I know here in Atlanta, typically is less rise up. I don't know. It seems like they're always in a coffin. I don't know where they're going.
Broncos used to have one.
Russell, you just want to say it on behalf of Russell Wilson? Go
Broncos
for it.
Country. Let's ride. Now, I'm assuming that's going to die, right, with him leaving, right?
I think everything in Denver with that team is going to be dead. How long before Sean Payton is just like, I ain't got time for this? Takes his miserable ass back to TV. How long we got to wait?
Oh, this year does not go well. Could he just suddenly retire again?
Do you think the Walmart people will give him the boot? They're going to give him 2 years. 2 years. Walmart people.
Got a lot of money to fire a coach, pay him, and hire someone else, right?
Listen, Walmart people, they do. They help get, what's his name? John Calipari down to Arkansas, so why not? Walmart people. Anyway, Dan Campbell not getting fired. Almost got fired a couple seasons ago. Started 1-6, turned things around. Almost made the playoffs this past season. Went to the NFC Championship game. He did all that gambling and lost. And so there are actual expectations now for the Detroit Lions. Think about that. The Lions are expected to be one of the best teams in the NFL. They're giving away these big old contracts to folks like Jared Goff, now the second highest paid quarterback in the NFL at $53 million a year. Penei Sewell gets big money to protect him, a four-year contract. Amon-Ra St. Brown is now one of the highest paid receivers, 30-plus mil, to go out there and catch passes from Jared Goff. The Lions are a big deal. So what next? A, they got to get out of the NFC North. We know that. Bears got better with Caleb Williams. Vikings hope that they are not trash. We certainly would hope so. We know the Green Bay Packers are going to be out there with Jordan Love. He'll be one of the next big quarterbacks making major bank. And so it's not going to be easy to escape their own division, but the expectations are that they go to the Super Bowl. And Dan Campbell was asked about that during OTAs. He's like, hey, is it a boom or bust season? Like, what do y'all do after this?
I don't see bust. I see Super Bowl. I don't know what the bust is. So
Super Bowl or nothing.
It's, you know, here's what I know, man. We all know what every team ought to have that, right? Every team ought to be like, man, what are you playing for? You're playing for a Super Bowl. So we're no different than that. But I think, yeah, we know that now. We work backwards from there. And so you got to set yourself up no different than last year. Certain things you got to do to really make that valid, you know, make that a reality. So and so that's, yeah, ultimately that's what we want to do. Now to do that, you better win the division. You got to give yourself the best odds you can, right? You need to win the division. You need the best seeding you possibly do.
Come on now, let's be real. Let's really think about this. Every team is not thinking about winning the Super Bowl, okay? We just talked about the Denver Broncos. They ain't thinking about winning a Super Bowl. They're thinking about player development. They're hoping that Bo Nix turns into a decent, at minimum, starting quarterback in the NFL. That's what they're looking for. Broncos ain't thinking about no Super Bowl. The New England Patriots, the most successful team in the NFL over the past 20 years. They're not thinking about a Super Bowl. They're hoping that Drake May can develop. That's it. And so I get it. It sounds nice to say every team's goal is a Super Bowl. And no, it's not. Different teams are in different phases of what they're doing. It's legitimate. Some teams are rebuilding, some teams are mediocre, and if you're mediocre, you might as well be rebuilding, and then some teams are legitimate contenders. The Lions happen to be in that top category. Historically, they've been in the bottom. They've been a joke, a laughingstock, a bottom feeder. I can go on and on and on, but the bottom line is the Lions are to be respected right now. And Dan Campbell, he's just fun to watch. I'm less interested in the Lions as a football team and more interested in what that man is going to do at the end of a game. Because I'll tell you this, it's cool to be aggressive when you get there the first time. But if you keep playing the odds and they don't work out at the end of games, there comes a point in time where people start going, hey, this guy is screwing us up. Hey, if we had a more conventional coach, maybe we'd win. I'd love to see the all or nothing balls to the wall head coach win a championship. But that only takes you but so far. I mean, are you just going to go to Vegas and gamble and throw all your chips down every single time? There comes a point where you just, you end up broke and you go home to your wife and she don't want to be your wife no more. I'm not speaking from personal experience. I'm not, trust me. But Dan Campbell, I appreciate him. He's fun. They'll be competing for a Super Bowl again. Hickey, I don't trust him. You trust that man? I don't trust him.
He definitely has to earn it after last year's decision-making that I wasn't – I mean, I didn't think it was that egregious, and a lot of people say he was too aggressive, but I think definitely now what he's going to have to prove is that he can, you know, learn from the mistakes and change a little bit of a style for sure going forward. And if he can learn, then I think you could feel good about him going forward. If it's kind of the same old – I don't want to say, again, I like the aggressiveness. I don't want to call it recklessness, but some people can view that as recklessness. If that doesn't change, then I think your logic of thought is accurate.
Yeah, you got to make an adjustment every now and then. You got to know when to hold them. And you got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away. You got to know when to run. Dan Campbell doesn't know how to do anything but go. Relax, man, please. Lions will be good. Hopefully he doesn't destroy them at the end by staying at the table too long. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to talk to CBS Sports NBA Insider, also host here on the Infinity Sports Network. His name, Bill Ryder. Yeah, he's Ryder than you. He's coming up next. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.